蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。不知道朋友你有没有在网络上看到这样的一段视频呢？有一群人呢聚集在一个商场里面，然后呢突然有一个人呢站起来，他开始领唱，然后呢接二连三的就会有其他的人也站起来加入到这个歌唱当中，慢慢的呢基本上有40%-50%的坐在这个餐厅的人呢都站起来一同来演唱一首歌曲。那他们是纯人声的，没有任何伴奏的。他们所唱的歌曲呢就是我们常常会听到的一首教会音乐《哈利路亚》。每次听到这首歌呢，其实李诺都觉得这好像是一首胜利的凯旋之歌。因为到这首歌的后面部分呢，各个声部的和声呢都一起起来，然后呢用非常十足的底气呢，洪亮的声音呢去唱这一段的高潮。所以我真的是觉得这一首歌呢常常会给我们一些鼓励，哪怕可能英文水平并没有那么高，可能没有办法完全听得明白其中所唱的是什么意思，但是无论是歌词还是它的曲调都是能够振奋我们的心的。那最近呢查尔斯一直在跟我们分享圣诞歌曲，在今天呢查尔斯就跟我们来聊一聊哈利路亚这首歌它所处的一个曲段，也就是弥赛亚的这一个曲子。那这首曲子呢是由亨德尔所写的，那查尔斯会跟我们具体分享一下亨德尔他在写这首诗歌这个过程是怎么样的，他又是怎样的透过这首诗歌呢，他又是要透过这首诗歌传递什么样的信念呢？那我们一起来进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
Christmas starts for me and my wife on the long drive home after Thanksgiving. We hug my elderly mom goodbye. We start driving west from Oklahoma and back to Southern California. Every year at the beginning of that drive, we put away our phones and we turn on Handel's Messiah. And we just let the Christmas story roll over us all over again.
每逢感恩节后，我和妻子会开车回家。我们的圣诞节就从这段长途旅程开始。跟我年老的母亲相拥道别后，我们就从俄克拉荷马州开车往西走，直回到南加州。每年一到了这段长途旅程，我们俩就会放下电话，播放亨德尔的神剧《弥赛亚》，让圣诞的故事一再重复地刻画在我们身上。
Mile after mile, we hear...What God has done for us in Jesus, we hear it sung. And somehow, that combination of scripture and music brings it alive. I remember one year we were both brought to tears as the rich bass voice repeated the promise again and again, we shall be changed.
我们不断听着神在基督耶稣里为我们成就的事，而且是唱出来的。这种把经文与音乐融合的做法，不知怎的特别生动。我记得有一年，当听到当中的男低音反复唱着“我们都会改变”的时候，我们俩都热泪盈眶。
How did Handel do it? How did he create such a spiritually powerful piece of music? Well, actually, Handel didn't do it, at least not on his own. The lyrics were arranged by an evangelical friend, Charles Jennings.
亨德尔是怎么做到的呢？他怎么能创作出这么一部蛮有属灵能力的音乐作品呢？事实上不是亨德尔做的，至少不是他个人独立完成的。弥赛亚神剧的歌词是由他的一位基督徒朋友编排出来的，那人名叫查尔斯·詹南斯。
It was the 1700s, a time of rising secularism in England. The Bible was being challenged by liberal scholarship. The Christian faith was the main publishing topic of the day. Skeptics attacked, and believers rallied to defend the truth of the gospel.
那时是18世纪，世俗主义在英国正方兴未艾，圣经受到了自由派学说的挑战。基督信仰本来是主流思想，但受到怀疑论者的攻击，基督徒于是一致起来捍卫福音真理。
Charles Jennens, a member of the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, he believed that putting the gospel to music would communicate its truth, not just to the mind, but to the heart.
查尔斯·詹南斯是英国圣公会差会的一员，他相信把福音与音乐结合可以将真理带进人的心思和心灵深处。
His libretto was made up entirely of texts from the Old and New Testaments. They were not randomly arranged. They tell a story. The Bible's redemptive story that culminates in the victory of the Lord and of his Christ. When it was finished, Jennens took it to a friend, the composer George Friedrich Handel.
他写了一部歌剧的歌词，内容全是从旧约和新约截录下来的经文。但不是随便凑在一起，而是很有次序地说出圣经中的救赎故事。故事的高潮就是神与基督的胜利。完成之后，詹南斯把它交给了他的一位作曲家朋友乔治·弗里德里希·亨德尔。
For 18 months it sat on Handel's shelf gathering dust until one day he took it off that shelf and dusted it off. And in 3 very intense weeks,He was alone in his flat on Brook Street, and he composed the oratorio that became what we know of as the Messiah.
这部歌词在亨德尔的书架上放了一年半，一直布满了灰尘。直到某天，亨德尔才把它拿下来，掸去灰尘。然后有三个星期的时间，他足不出户，待在他位于布鲁克街的住处，谱出了我们所熟知的神剧《弥赛亚》。
He didn't eat. He barely slept. He was engulfed in the creation of this music. And when he got to the Hallelujah chorus, his assistant found him in tears, saying, I think I did see heaven open and the very face of God.
他没怎么吃，也没怎么睡，完全沉浸在音乐创作之中。当他写到了哈利路亚大合唱的部分，他的助手发现他流着眼泪。说道，我想我真的看见天开了，我看见了神的脸。
The Hallelujahs come at the end of the story. But the story begins with a loss. Not just our loss. True, we lost it all right there in the beginning. Our innocence, our nearness to God, a place in the garden, our access to the tree of life.
哈利路亚大合唱在弥赛亚神剧故事的最末篇，但是这故事的开头说的却是丢失。不只是我们丢失了东西，没错，我们从一开始就丢失了我们的纯真，与神亲近的关系，也丢失了伊甸园里的地位和通往生命树的道路。
But we weren't the only ones who lost something. You only have to go to Luke chapter 15 and read the parables of Jesus to see. The Pharisees were criticizing Jesus for befriending sinners. Jesus responded by telling three stories, each one about loss. A shepherd who lost a sheep, a woman who lost a coin, a father who lost a son. In every case, there's great rejoicing when that loss is restored.
但我们不是唯一有损失的人。你去读路加福音十五章里耶稣说的比喻就懂了。法利赛人当时正在批评耶稣与罪人做朋友，耶稣就告诉他们三个故事，每个故事都和丢失有关。有个牧羊人丢失了一只羊，有个女人不见了一个银钱，有个父亲的一个儿子迷失了。在这三个故事里，当失而复得的时候，众人都是满心欢喜。
God lost something precious, but that wasn't the end of the story. God could have destroyed his creation as soon as it was wrecked by sin, but he didn't. He set about to get back what he lost.But he had several opponents to overcome.
神失去了某样珍宝，但那不是故事的结局。当神所创造的世界被罪败坏了之后，神大可以毁灭这一切，但他没有这么做，反而着手要得回他所失去的。然而，有几个敌人，他必须打败。
There was Satan, the enemy who tempted us away from God in the first place and keeps on doing so, and then pointing the finger at us and accusing us. We are to blame.
撒旦是头号敌人，他从一开始就引诱人类离开神，到现在还在继续这么做，同时又指责我们，控告我们，要我们受责罚。
There was sin, the sin that...All of us have committed against God, and the guilt that just cannot be passed over.
罪也是神的敌人。世人都犯了罪，抵挡神，心中的罪疚感也始终缠绕不去。
There was death. That's always had the last word.
还有死亡，人无可避免的要向他低头。
And there was the world. The world that's in a state of resistance to God.
此外，这个世界也处于一种抵挡神的状态。
But God has risen up like a warrior against all his enemies, determined to regain his creation and save his people for himself from their sins. And he did it through Jesus. The moment of victory came when Jesus, God's only begotten Son, gave up his life on the cross. That event...That obedience unto death accomplished the victory of God over Satan, yes, over sin, of course, over death, thank God, and over the world itself. Watch them fall.
但是神就像战士兴起来对抗他的仇敌，他决心得回自己所创造的一切，为自己拯救他的百姓脱离罪恶。神通过耶稣来成就。当神的独生子耶稣舍命在十字架上，那就是神的得胜时刻。耶稣的舍命和顺服至死确实打败了撒旦，当然击退了罪恶。感谢神，他更胜过死亡，也胜过世界，神大获全胜。
First Satan. Here's how Jesus described what he did to Satan in Luke 11, 21 and 22. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils.
耶稣如何胜过撒旦呢？路加福音十一章二十一节、二十二节，耶稣这么说。 壮士披挂整齐，看守自己的住宅，他所有的都平安无事。但有一个比他更壮的来，胜过他，就夺去他所倚靠的盔甲兵器，又分了他的赃。
Satan is the strong man, but Jesus is the stronger man. He overcame Satan, and he is systematically removing the spoils Satan thought he had in his possession. You know what? We are those spoils, you and me. Jesus broke the enemy's power, and he has brought us out of the enemy's house into his own kingdom. And in the end, we know Satan will be cast into the lake of fire.
撒旦就是那个壮士，而耶稣就是那个比他更壮的。耶稣胜过撒旦，并且把撒旦抢去的赃物夺回来。你知道吗？你跟我就是被撒旦抢去的。耶稣打败了撒旦，带我们离开敌人的巢穴，进入耶稣自己的国度。而且我们知道，撒旦最后会被扔进火湖之中。
Sin has a double grip on us. It keeps us in its power, and then the guilt, we incur by living in sin dooms us to condemnation. Jesus went to the cross to pay for that guilt.And to remove our condemnation, but he also took our sinful nature down to the grave. He broke its power, and he gave us new life, his spirit, so that we can begin to live as God's friends instead of his enemies.
罪从两个方面来钳制我们，他用权势使我们无法挣脱，然后呢，这种住在罪中所产生的罪疚感又导致我们被定罪。耶稣为我们的罪疚感上了十字架，他取消我们的定罪，并把我们的天然的罪性带入坟墓。耶稣粉碎了罪的权势，给我们新的生命，就是他自己的生命，他的灵。因此，我们可以成为神的朋友，不再是神的仇敌。
Then there's death. Christ defeated death by voluntarily going into it as our representative.But then emerging victorious out of the grave 3 days later. As the Bible says, it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
耶稣如何胜过死亡呢？他自愿代替我们死。第三天从坟墓出来宣告胜利。正如圣经所说，死亡不能拘禁他。
And now it can't keep its hold on us.That's good news. 1 Corinthians 15, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
如今死亡也不能拘禁我们了，真是个好消息。哥林多前书15章说，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
The sting of death, of course, is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God.He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。但感谢神，透过耶稣基督，他使我们也能得胜。
Satan, sin, death, and the world. Listen one more time to Jesus. John 16:33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace.In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
撒旦、罪、死亡，还有世界，耶稣都胜过了。再听听耶稣的话，约翰福音16:33，他说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。”
Have you ever thought about it that way? You can't overcome this world, but Jesus already did. He did it by refusing to give in to its demands. He scorned everything it had to offer, and he kept his eyes on his heavenly Father.
你有没有从这个角度想过呢？你胜不过这个世界，但耶稣已经胜过。对于这世界的要求，耶稣拒绝让步，所以他能得胜。他轻看这世界要给他的一切，却定睛仰望天父。
And God the Father made a statement to the world when he resurrected his only begotten Son. He declared that the one the world rejected, is now at the center of everything. He's on the throne. The kingdom of God has come, and it will eventually crush all the rival kingdoms and fill the entire earth with the glory of God.
父神使耶稣从死里复活时宣告说，世界所弃绝的这位耶稣如今已成为万有的中心。他登上宝座，神的国度来临，所有抵挡神的势力都被击溃，全地要充满神的荣耀。
Satan, sin, guilt, death, the world, Jesus has won the victory. Hallelujah. And a day is coming. That's the day of his return, when he will usher in the new heavens and the new earth, and we will be there, all of us who have sung the Hallelujah with true faith and sincere hearts. How great will be our joy.
Hallelujah. 耶稣胜过了撒旦、罪和罪疚感、死亡和世界。有一天，耶稣会再回来，他会在新天新地迎接我们。所有诚心实意在真理中敬拜神、同唱哈利路亚的人都会同聚在那里，我们将会有莫大的喜乐。我想在今天查尔斯的节目内容当中呢，朋友你或多或少的知道了耶稣曾经做过的事对我们有什么意义。坦白说呢，每次在传福音给一些朋友的时候呢，罪常常是我们难以提及的，或者说我们不好去解释的。但其实呢，有时候我们不认识神，或者我们拒绝认识神，就是一种罪。我们可以想象，我们愿意去探索很多的东西，甚至有一些我们知道它是不道德的，我们也愿意去了解，比如说一些淫秽的、一些犯罪的，甚至一些违背法律的东西，我们都愿意花时间去了解、去认识。但是唯独神呢，我们连了解都不了解，就直接拒绝他。你想，这不是一件很奇怪的事吗？如果人可以做到很自由，做到完全的自由，那不是应该做什么都可以，或者不做什么都可以吗？但是在我们成长的道路上，常常我们会被一些的声音，甚至一些你都不知道从哪里来的思想去左右你。当有人跟你说你需要神的时候，你会说我靠我自己就可以。可是当有一天你面临一个难处，你觉得自己是过不去的时候，你会觉得说神啊，你在哪里？其实说起来挺讽刺也挺矛盾的，但是这是真实存在的。所以今天查尔斯再一次的跟我们来回顾耶稣，他为我们做了这些的事情，他胜过了死亡，他胜过了撒旦，胜过了罪，也胜过了这个世界。你看到没有，他要给我们一个全新的生命。因为刚刚我们所提到耶稣胜过的这些东西呢，我们靠自己都胜不过，甚至可以说很多时候我们没有办法去抵挡。但是耶稣做到了，他在2000多年前他自己亲身的胜过了这些。一句呢，当我们愿意来跟随他的时候呢，我们也是一群已经胜过这些的人。当然就像耶稣所说的，你们在世上有苦难，不过他告诉我们，我们在他的里面有平安。平安 可能是每个人都需要的，但是又不容易得到的。因为真正的平安呢，不是外在的，我们觉得稳妥，我们觉得安全，而是不论我们遭遇什么样的环境，我们内心呢都是平静安稳的，这个才是真正的平安。所以说，亲爱的朋友，或许你听过很多基督教的诗歌，或者在这个圣诞节呢，很多的人跟你讲到圣诞节跟你的关系，但是李诺真的是邀请你可以好好的来认真的思想基督信仰跟你个人的关系，因为它会决定你一生的道路，这个不是一个玩笑，而是真实的，会影响到我们的每一天。你可以到你附近有纯正基督信仰的教会，也可以呢找到圣经自己来阅读。我们如果在没有了解的情况下就拒绝的话呢，事实上是一个非常不负责任的表现。所以这个圣诞节我们就从了解神、认识神开始吧。Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation.欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想，或者你在信仰方面的疑惑。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。Oh, come let us adore.